3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that's cold. Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the T-shirt guy. We are presented by Ice Mountain, and we are live. We are back in the studio. Some of us are doing better than others.
Doing great.
I think we just don't bury the lead, Jared. I think we just do the big reveal here. So you should switch the camera to Tyler.
Like, and here it is.
There he is. Wow. What's that on your foot, Tyler?
It is the Aircast 3000.
Okay. He's got an Aircast 3000. I want you to just hammer that camera a little bit to your left.
I'm going
to
pump it up a little bit for the folks at home.
If you can, Jared. And keep going. No. Stay zoomed out. Turn left. Show what's on the wall
to his left.
Well, first I was going to go to.
This is going good. Do you want me to just hold it, Jared?
So there it is. There's an X-ray of Tyler's foot. Now zoom back out, Jared. This is debacle. Live go to the other way now.
Okay.
Keep going. More. Keep going there.
I didn't see what you're trying to do.
Yeah, he's got crutches as well. So
nice ones. No,
they're not nice.
They're not nice. They're not. No.
So, guys, terrible reveal by us, but
I didn't know what you're trying to do. I got you.
Tyler broke his fucking leg.
Sure did.
We have a lot to debrief here.
Was it a break or was it a fracture? Well,
Tyler or Ryan, hold on. All right, here. Jesus Christ. So a lot to unpack here. Tyler broke his leg, which we're gonna get into. I lost my wedding ring over the weekend and I had to rent a metal detector to find it. So we have that going on. Is there anything else that happened?
I'm clean as a bean.
Yep.
Nothing crazy going on in my camp.
Jared,
just half marathon training, that's it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that was the other thing we talked about, that you are not even close to remotely in shape for it.
I could run 6 right now, so.
Sorry, you're not in football shape.
Oh, no, hell no.
So, okay.
Slow twitch muscles, that's fine.
Yeah.
Before we talk about Tyler and his broken leg and what happened, we're going to dive into my ring here. And Tyler, will you wish me good luck?
Good luck.
No, a different way.
Break a leg, buddy.
Nice.
Nobody's done that joke to me yet. What the fuck? Well, I feel like that should have been the first thing.
Well, we didn't have anything to say good luck to.
Yeah, right. Right.
So I, on Mother's Day, was hanging out in my backyard.
Frolicking.
My whole family was over. My niece was running around me. We were throwing the football around and not to brag, lost quite a bit of weight. Therefore, my ring does not fit anymore. It is like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. And Anne and my mother for months now, you got to get that thing resized.
Sounds like Dave.
I was going to say, did Dave say that? Or
suddenly, my wife and Dave, my mother sound just like Dave.
Barbecue.
Yep. You gotta get that thing resized.
Miles, ring, resize it.
Jeweler. And I didn't, as you. The ring resizing's turning into a little bit of the house numbers situation for me.
Yep.
So at some point, I threw a football or something happened and my ring fell off. And I sit down and I look and I'm like, Gah. And. Just on Friday, I did a joke where I put the ring in my pocket and pretended to Anne that I had lost it. And then I was like, aha. So she thought I was joking again.
Cried wolf situation.
But she knew it was serious because I didn't say much and I got up and I started looking around in the lawn.
How long did you wait until you realized you lost it, till you told her you lost it?
Oh, immediately. Immediately. Because I knew I had full strength in my family there that maybe we might be able to find it in the yard together. So we all start walking around in the yard looking at the ground. And if you looked at us, it looked like we were just a bunch of zombies aimlessly wandering my yard. My neighbors had to been like, how many drugs did this family do on Mother's Day? Because it was literally just walking around like this, and we all were walking every which way. So we looked for, I would say I looked for total of probably close to an hour.
Oof. Oh.
That's a long time staring at the ground.
The rest of the fam took some shifts, you know?
Yeah.
And we never found it. And so, of course, my brother's like, there's a metal detector app on your phone.
Oh, really? Man.
And I was like, what? And he pulls it up. He downloads it, pulls it up, and like puts it up next to his Apple Watch, and it goes off. And I'm like, no fucking way. But then we put it next to a ring and nothing happened. So I think it might just be like it senses electronics. Some sort, but I don't know what kind of racket they're pulling off with that. Yeah. So that didn't work. So then we're like, I texted Ryan, I was like, you got a metal detector. What did you think I needed it for?
Well, I knew right away. Because here's the thing. On Friday, you also made a joke to me about if your ring fell off in the grass outside, which hasn't been mowed yet, there's no getting it back.
Why did I say that?
Yeah, you so put you, it out there.
I'm like, I can text my grandpa right now, see if he's got one. And then following that, I said, you spoke it into existence, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then I just put the ring emoji. I knew right away.
My grandpa has one.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, so then this morning, I had to go rent one. I was this close to buying one because it was like $30 to rent it, or you could buy one on Amazon for like $100. And it's like, might be nice to have.
I would have never used it again.
I would have never. No. That's why I told Ann, I go, I'm never using this thing again.
Where do you rent a metal detector?
There's a place in town that rents all sorts of equipment.
Okay.
Because it sounds obscure, but like they use it in the construction world to like find a property pin or something underground or whatever. So it's not that weird. But of course I show up and, hey, you're the betcha guy, huh? I'm like, yeah, lost my wedding ring. And so I got to find it because that's what he is. He's looking for. He's like, you looking for a property pin or something? I'm like, nope, that. Then another guy checking out started laughing, and I was like, yeah, but I told my wife I'm single now. So huge laugh at the equipment store, went off in shame. And then I spent the morning walking around my yard with a metal that looked like one of those crazy metal detector guys.
Yeah. Jared and I were just talking about metal detecting. The next step for you is magnet fishing on bridges.
Yeah.
I don't want to go full go. Can I rent a magnet fishing rod?
Probably. It's just a magnet on a rope.
No, I know. Yeah. I've watched it on TikTok. It is fascinating to watch. Mm-hmm. Ryan.
Yep.
You know what maybe would have helped Tyler not break his leg?
Probably a hydrated fibula.
If you'd have been a little more hydrated. It's, have you ever taken a spaghetti noodle that isn't cooked?
Oh, yeah.
And just bent it in half?
Yeah.
And snap. How much it snaps and breaks?
Cleanly. In shards.
And then have you ever done the same thing to a cooked noodle that's maybe got some hydration in it?
I have, and nothing happens.
It's very pliable, right?
Very.
I need moisture.
If
bones.
Only Tyler had taken my advice, I'm pretty sure I said it. Everyone needs to be hydrated and sucking down Ice Mountain if we're going to play this game. And Tyler said,
Tyler said, the only thing I'm sucking is hind tit.
Well, our water boy had 8-11 hot dogs and I forgot to bring him to the huddle.
Yeah. And so how does the consequences feel, Tyler, for not drinking enough Ice Mountain?
I'm broken. Inside and out.
And mostly inside.
Mainly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly.
Yeah. Mostly
the
inside.
The bone was not sticking out of your leg.
Emotionally and
it didn't break
physically.
Skin on the outside.
So this is a PSA and lesson for everyone out there. If you're going to be at a company party and you're going to watch a guy, if you're going to be at a company party. Well, it wasn't a company party. It was after hours, pretty sure.
We were all off at noon.
Just for in case there's any liability with that. It was after hours. And technically, the company doesn't rent that part of the land we were on. I think that was something else. If anything, Tyler was trespassing.
I should be suing him.
Yeah, I should be suing him for wrongfully injuring my grass when he fell on it.
Well, it lost wages too for not being able to finish the game.
That's true.
I mean, I maybe lost out on.
Well, no, it was after hours. It wasn't on company time.
Oh.
It was on company time and on company property. Double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, if he had heeded my advice at a company. So, PSA. If you are not on company time and you are trespassing on your company's property and you're going to play a game and you're going to decide to break your leg, just make sure you're hydrated to prevent that. That's the PSA.
That's a good PSA.
And no better water to do it with than Ice Mountain, folks. So, guys, don't be a wussy. Drink Ice Mountain so you don't break your leg. So, you know, I went around the yard and I had a... Sometimes you can just feel it, you know? And I just felt this...
Sometimes you can just hear it.
Sometimes I can just hear my ring calling to me. I felt like I was in Lord of the Rings, you know? You know, you can sense the ring. Mm-hmm. I started this one area and I was like, it's not over here. Mostly because I scanned the whole area. I didn't get a beep.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So the second place I looked, one swipe, two swipes, found it right away. I'm a seasoned metal detector now. So yeah, I was able to get the ring. So
how long did that take to do all that?
To go to the store and stuff?
Well, like when you started to scan it.
It was probably out there maybe 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was only so many spots I went in the yard, which helped.
It would have been a real kick in the nuts. You do all this, you rent the metal detector, and then you go in like your guest bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like on the counter.
I took it off to wash my hands or something.
Yeah. It's just sitting in the sink, fell out.
So when you got to that, it sounds like there's like an energy pulling you to that certain spot. You had a good feeling.
It's like when, magnetism.
When the thing went off, did you get butterflies in your side? Did you kind
of
know?
Well, there was a bunch of false alarms. Okay. Before, so I didn't get my hopes up at that point.
So did you do the classic, like, when you actually found it in the ground, did you kind of just like stand back and see if you could see it down on the ground without the metal detector? Like,
if you would have searched, I just bent down and inside, it was laying like flat. So it was very thin
grass through the middle of it.
Without the metal detector, you probably had never, even if you were looking in that exact area.
It would have been tough to find.
Okay. Every time mowing your lawn and you hear a little bit of a poonk, you're thinking you're just sent your...
Well, that was like, I have to find this in the next couple of days or my lawn's going to be, you know, knee-high 4th of July. Look like Dave. Look like I'd have to borrow the neighbor's lawnmower to find my lawnmower in the lawn, you know?
Yeah.
Lesson learned. I'm gonna go get it resized here at some point.
Right after this podcast, go get it resized.
Maybe tomorrow.
Well, fucking then. I mean, you go another winter with that ring in the air. The Vols, they would have buried that thing.
Yeah, they would have. Yeah,
it would have been gone.
They probably put it flat.
Well, there was a bunch of ducks flying around, and we're like, a duck's gonna find it, put it in its beak, and fly off.
Yeah,
gone. Worst case,
build a nest like, with your ring.
God, that would be disaster.
Yeah. Or like neighbor dog comes over and takes a shit and you like just accidentally find your ring just sticking out of a piece of shit.
Dog ate it.
Yeah.
Out of all spots.
Yeah, Miles just had a burger before that. There's a little burger grease on it. Yeah. Still.
You should get your name and address etched on the inside.
No, on the outside. So it only shows up when you get it hot. So it's actually like the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just in case you lose it again, someone finds it and they got... Yeah, name, phone number, and address.
I could put like a little tag on it.
Yeah.
Because your ring is gold, correct?
Yeah.
Well, my first instinct, if I find a gold ring, is to put it in flame to see if it is the one ring.
Oh my God, Tyler. That's so
I don't know
nerdy.
What that means. I don't know what that
Lord
means.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I've never seen it. So
that's so nerdy.
Yeah, everyone that watched Lord of the Rings loved that.
My first instinct is probably not that. It's probably, I wonder whose this is.
Yeah, and then you heat it up, and then there's the name and address.
It just sounds like you're trying to melt it down and sell it.
Tyler's like, I need a Bunsen burner right now.
And this may be common knowledge, but through this process, I learned that gold is not magnetic because my dad's got one of those shop magnets that has rollers on it that it just picks up screws and stuff. He's like, is gold magnetic? Because I could just go get that and we can just run that through the lawn. Not magnetic.
Is cubic zirconium?
I don't know.
Magnetic?
I don't know. It's a gold ring, so I didn't look up cubic zirconium.
Wasn't top of my mind.
It wasn't.
Yeah, he actually brings a magnet thing out there and it sticks and he's like, what the fuck? I thought this was real gold.
Well,
I just get scammed.
So I was like, if I don't find it with the metal detector, then I got scammed and my ring isn't real. Good to know though that it is real gold.
What I mean,
we don't know that for sure. Did you put it up to a magnet? I mean, other types of metals would show up on your metal detector.
Put it on the back of my phone.
It's not a magnet.
Not magnetic.
Oh, you have a magnet on your phone.
Oh, fuck. Where did it go? I can't find it ever. Just can't.
You got to
put an air tag on it.
Until you get it resized, you got to put it around
like on the
chain.
Top.
Yeah, just like
a ring pop.
Jinx, you owe me a ring pop.
Until you get it resized, you got to get like a chain hanging on your chain.
Yeah. Then it really would look like the Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Or a toe. Put it on your toe.
Yeah. Toe ring, yeah.
Big toe.
Toe rings got to make a comeback.
Do they?
I bet there's a portion of our audience that would love toe rings.
A portion
to make
of
a
our
comeback.
Audience would love toe ring pops.
Yeah,
they would.
I feel like a toe ring, too. When you get that
there's
thing
a portion
on,
of our audience
off.
That uh-huh. just think toes are ring pops.
Yeah. What do you mean? Your body comes with 10 of those.
I like just saying a portion of our audience.
Yeah. There's a very small community of them.
For the one guy that does listen to us, like sucking toes, he's like, there's more?
Yeah, he's nodding at his radio right now.
I'd say there's probably at least 4 people in our audience that like sucking toes.
For sure.
I would say way more.
I have way more, dude.
Jerry's like, yeah, way more. For sure.
Way more. It's not that weird.
25% of the audience in this room loves it.
So
yeah,
weird.
And I don't think we'll know either because I don't feel like people are just vocal about that.
We'll put a poll up.
Yeah.
You have to be honest. Toes. It's all anonymous. You got to be honest.
Put a foot emoji in the comment section.
Yeah. Oh, God. And we're not here to judge.
We're accepting.
Market research.
Yeah, we're an experimental podcast.
Yeah, we got to see if future topics are going to stay in the lineup or not.
So that was my disaster nightmare this weekend. So
tough to sleep?
Not too bad.
Okay.
I knew in my bones I was going to find it.
Yeah. Did part of you, I mean, obviously you were on cloud 9 after you found that. Did part of you just want to kind of scan the rest of the yard with the metal? I mean, you rented it for a day, didn't you?
Well, so it was like picking up like underground wires and stuff too. So I was like, I'm just going to do that. What am I going to do if I find them? I dig up my yard.
You find a fiber optic cable.
It's like, oh, fuck, shit. I suppose I could have made a call.
Yeah, I should call before you dig. 411 or whatever it is, 511.
Yeah.
No, but if you do it on concrete, you know where the rebar is. It was kind of cool to do.
Kind of like a stud finder for a wall.
So you hadn't found your ring yet. And you're like, I want to see if I can find some rebar.
I did test my crotchal area to see if I had a sheet metal cock.
verdict?
I do not.
Okay.
No.
Good to clear that up right away, though. It'd have been.
God, I'd love to test it out on a tin man, though.
I bet a small portion of the audience has sheet metal cock. We'll run a poll on that too. Put the eggplant emoji in it. Be honest. We're not here to judge.
Yeah.
Future episodes, you know, Patreon.
Portion.
God, I wish someone would have taken a video though of me and my entire family just walking around the yard looking like zombies.
Yeah. Were you in the front yard at all? You might have got it on like your ring doorbell.
No, I was in the backyard.
It's like a lame Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Well, and I tried every technique. At
one point, were your hands and knees at all?
My brother, I think he was joking, but he might have been serious. He did get on his hands and knees. And I told him, dude, it is not worth it. for you to crawl around in my yard on your hands and knees looking for this thing. It's just not. I'll buy a new one if we got to do that.
Your younger brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't joking. He was just trying to help.
No, I think he was definitely joking.
I don't know.
Was your dad helping you look at all?
Yeah.
Because I could see
now
him.
No, he brought up a story from his childhood. He said, you know, I thought that maybe I was going to find it. Because when I was a kid, my dad would lose a screw on the floor and I'd always end up finding it. I was like, Jesus, didn't know. Didn't know we had that in our blood.
Like a screw hound.
It's mean of me to kind of make a joke about it because, you know,
they were
they were helping and it was a fond memory of him and his dad. But yeah. I thought that was funny. I was like, all those years looking for screws, this is your moment.
Yeah. It all happened for a reason.
Now, if he would have found it, I'd have been like, absolutely.
Did you have a finder's fee out there?
I should have.
Yeah.
I should have put a bounty on that ring.
I'd have been at your house with a metal detector.
I'll read you what Ryan said to me if I can find my phone.
God, it's in your yard somewhere. Son of a bitch.
He still got that metal detector. You got about 12 hours left.
You actually don't know where your phone is right now.
Where my phone is.
I can just pull mine up.
Yeah. Ryan said something to the light of, give me 15 minutes and I'll find that fucker. Something like that. He said something about dialing in.
Yeah, no, well. I said, fuck, I feel like I could find it. And then I said, tomorrow on my lunch break, I'll dial for 15 minutes. What part of yard, any idea? Just give me a starting point. I don't know. I would have been on my hands and knees just because I said I think I could find it. I'd had to do everything I could to find it.
I thought about laying flat on my face and then just doing grass angels, see if I could feel it or pop it up in the air.
Yeah. My first suggestion was, you know, like, can you mow the grass down to 3 inches and just to give yourself a little bit more, mm-hmm. little bit more access to the bottom, to the thatch?
I think that's too risky.
It was. We didn't risk
3 inches. You'd mow right over.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. 3 inches.
You don't
want to
scalp your grass.
We're docking cattails. So if anyone's looking to go metal detecting, I have the metal detector till tomorrow morning, technically. So nice. Just let me know
when this comes out.
It has kind of sparked my curiosity.
Yeah, and if any of the listeners, I mean, by the time this comes out, it'll be done. But you know, I just let you know I got one. I'm completely flush with metal detectors right now.
Was there different tiers? Because I
had to learn how to use it. I learned that you can. So on the thing, it actually has like a range. It beeps certain things if it senses a certain type of metal. Mm. So there was like a jewelry section, like a gold section. There was a zinc, whatever.
Oh, weird.
And if you turn the intensity up and down, it'll go deeper into the ground. So
was there any
left at surface level?
That's probably good.
That's good.
The beginner.
Did you have the option for earmuffs?
No, they didn't even offer them.
Okay,
to me.
A lot of guys on the beach
kind of pissed.
It. Yeah, they'll have the AM FM antenna headphones on.
You'd have to get your dongle out, plug into your, your iPhone headphones.
Yep. Yeah, and I had a great sweeping motion.
Yeah, probably a muscle you don't use.
I was like doing it, and Anne was just watching me do it, and she was like, says online you're supposed to just do it like a golf swing. I was like, this is perfect. I've been training for this.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too much like a golf swing. She didn't know what she was talking about.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Let me do it.
There's much to find out in the air.
Like mini golf.
I was just holding it in the backswing every single time.
Yeah,
just every single pass.
Yeah, how long does it say to hold the backswing online?
Just getting like just a this much of the yard.
Fucker doesn't work.
Yeah, it's from Quora. Where are you getting this info from?
I'm going to be honest though. I don't understand how it works. I'm going to put this in the category of I don't understand how metal detectors work.
I think I kind of do.
If it's not about magnetizedness.
So it's sending a frequency into the ground. And when it hits metal, the metal
rebounds it,
refracts that frequency back to the metal detector.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I'm pretty positive that's right.
It sounds right. Yeah. Why don't okay? That's I'm not even gonna say that.
So what? That's like your intensity is just sending the signal deeper into the ground.
All right.
What's wrong with having a magnet at the bottom of a metal detector? So if you were looking for something that was magnetizable, it would just pop up and
Because, I mean, it's not going to pull it. That would be a really strong magnet to pull it out of the ground.
Because most of the time with the metal detector, it's underground.
Right, right. That's why I wasn't.
It's a very specific use case.
Maybe like the beach would be a good place for that. Because all the metal detecting TikToks I see, it's usually the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like underwater firecrackers.
I'm putting it right up there with that.
No one knows how they work.
I just told you how they work.
Yeah, but
well, that was a guess.
It was a guess. But all I'll have to say is case closed. We had a cold case file for a day.
12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Best $30 you've ever spent.
Hey, it was. You teach my son how to use a metal detector now. Dad's skills.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for $100 too, I think it'd be worth every guy to have one in their garage.
I should have put that on my registry for my wedding.
Yeah.
Or the baby shower registry.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been a bad idea.
So yeah, if anyone loses a gold tooth, just give me a call. I can help out. Could be a good side business. Get a $100 one, charge $30 for my services.
You just stand outside the dentist's office, start metal detecting.
Mm-hmm.
Sure to be a lot of gold teeth out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you just charge by the hour, too. Whether you find it or not, you're still getting paid.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You got to secure the bag.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, when you give up, you're like, I...
Well, you just keep... It's billable hours. You can fucking sit out there all day, and it's like, hey, I'm getting paid to be here, whether I find this fucker or not.
Headphones aren't even plugged into the metal detector. You're just listening to a podcast.
Yeah. You're just
walking around in their yard.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you could charge a frequency, right? Like, I just scan the whole yard, but I'll turn up the frequency for an extra 20 bucks.
You want me to go deeper? Top charge.
Yeah, I only got so much battery. Are they recharge? Like, you charge these suckers up?
I've only tinkered with it for about 20 minutes.
Sure.
So. So, yeah. Anyways, that was my weekend. Tyler, though, we got to get into it.
Great weekend.
So Friday, we love company culture around here. We're going to have a little BBQ, right? We're going to go on the patio, sling some burgers, brats, hot dogs.
Yeah.
Had a guy who works here who ate 11 hot dogs in one sitting.
Yeah.
Four buns, 11 grease missiles.
And he let her rip too, didn't he?
What?
He puked, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
he did. He's just shoving hot dogs in his mouth.
Well,
like he was
so
Kobayashi.
You're wondering, how does this happen? It wasn't hazing, I promise. We didn't do anything like that. Him and another guy got into a bet that every hot dog he ate, the other guy was going to chug a beer, which to me seems like a ridiculous thing to do.
Very, very. Because
the guy was going to drink that many beers anyways.
He was. And hot dog guy doesn't drink. So I think that was like his substitution.
Yeah. But he could have stopped at 6 and we would have been impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually got to a point where he got to, I think it was like 9, and we're like, yeah, that's like pretty good.
He can stop.
And he went back for a couple more.
Well, I mean, when you're that close to double digits, it's like you gotta go.
Yeah, now, then he just went one more.
I don't want to think that I'm an innocent bystander here. I did try and see if he could just do one whole, to not take a bite. And he did. He broke it in half and tried to swallow a whole hot dog and ended up spitting it back out. And I was like, two dogs down the gullet. Because he split it in half because he didn't want the elongated thing to go down, I think.
He didn't want that visual for everyone else.
But two's worse. That's a way worse visual.
I was like, how'd you think that was going to go? And then another guy goes, try it again, but this time just hold your thumb.
I didn't hear that.
I wish I could have witnessed that.
So yeah, and then after he did it, he just laid on the ground for like what, 45 to an hour?
Yeah.
And anytime anyone tried to talk to him, he just put his hand up. Went, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I'm good. Leave me alone.
So he did puke, you think?
That's what I thought. And I think it was
okay,
more
well,
than
the
11.
Record doesn't count.
I think it was more than 11, though, too, because they didn't start that bet until he had already eaten like his actual lunch.
No, it was 11. Mm. But yeah, it was, no one asked him to do this. He just, new party trick, I guess.
On free will.
So if Pepto-Bismol's listening, we got a guy who could be a good sponsorship for.
I feel like he also just kind of got up and like got up and left. No one knew where he did, he was.
Yeah, he pulled Tyler and just was gone.
I did do that.
You did? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were there with, well, here.
Okay. Should we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we'll get there.
I'm setting the stage for this barbecue. It was supposed to be just relaxed and chill. You know, we had a cornhole tournament. Mm. Guy puts 11 hot dogs down. And then Tyler, we're being guys. We're guys being dudes. There's a football around. So we start tossing it around. Next thing you know, Ryan's running routes on another guy and vice versa. And then Tyler's like, should we play a 5-on-5 game?
Well, it was your idea.
It was my idea. The reason I did this is like there's too much 1v1 testosterone going on running routes. I'm like, we're headed there anyway. Someone's going to say it. It might as well be me.
There was a lot of 1v1
test. And I'm going to be honest. This is a guys our age, this is their dream. I know it was mine.
For sure.
It was kind of one of those things you're like, oh, God, I don't know if the body's going to be able to hold up. But in your mind, you're like, it doesn't matter. We're doing it. It's Friday. I got the whole weekend to recover if I need to. It was like to throw the ball down and play 5-on-5 football with a bunch of other guys. How many times are you going to be able to do that in your adult life?
Not many.
None. Nope.
So it was an opportunity to be seized. Hindsight, we should have had waivers signed. But actually, our HR gal was not present at the party. She probably would have shut that shit down pretty fast. But there's a reason why you have company parties when the HR person's gone.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was a verbal waiver though.
Yeah,
verbal waiver.
We set the stage. We started playing. Ryan threw three picks. I threw zero.
Two picks. Three tutties.
One. I caught it.
So Ryan and Tyler were on a team. You three were all on a team.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I was me and the squad. I did have a touchdown catch that Tyler called bullshit on.
You were 10 yards out of the back of the end zone.
The end zone's the end zone.
But yeah.
I think I drug a foot. We were playing college rules. But I did burn you deep.
You did. What was it? Did you guys run a flea flicker or something?
I don't know, but it was good.
Yeah.
Whatever we did worked.
Well, I think it was a halfback pass and your halfback was for sure in front of the line of scrimmage.
100%.
So it was illegal to start, and then you were 10 yards out of the back of the end zone.
100%.
Not a chance. Anyways, so we're playing. The score is tied 3 touchdowns to 3 touchdowns.
Which I caught 2 of ours and threw one.
I threw all of them.
I caught one.
So just distributing the wealth over here.
Yeah.
I want everyone to score
TD. Even to our team, you threw 3 picks.
2 picks.
One
three
to
touchdowns.
The most unathletic guy in the whole company.
But also had one of the most iconic touchdowns in 5v5 YB history.
If we'd have been full pads, I would have decapitated Tyler before he even
I think you'd have held on though.
I think I would have.
I don't think so. Not after seeing what happened later in the game.
I broke my fucking leg. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're playing. Tyler was an out route.
Yeah, so I ran a...
Talk me through this play.
Okay, so I ran a 5-yard out, and Trevor, who's like 23, was weird, manned up on me. And I shook Trevor out of his fucking shoes.
Did you say his age so you could show you're beating up
kids? I'm saying his age because I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt after I've explained the situation. Mm. So I shook him out of his shoes. And so
he wasn't wearing shoes though.
He was.
He was?
Yes.
That's a rookie move to start with.
Yeah. Shook him out of his shoes. I'm wide open. Ryan throws me the ball and Trevor's scrambling to catch up because he knows he's burnt. And so he dives to try to break up the pass. And I don't know if it was his knee or his shin or something hit my back leg right above the ankle bone. I still catch the ball. Secure it. Because there's a lot of catch rules in the NFL. I had to make sure that it was secured. And I heard and felt my ankle crack. Like, it sounded like you popped all your knuckles at once, but louder.
It was loud.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Like that?
Here we go. Yeah, step louder. Louder.
Way louder.
Way louder. Way louder, way louder, right?
I got no knuckles left.
And then I was sitting there, I'm like, I fucked something up. This isn't good. God. And then I was like, I got to pretend like I'm fine. And I get up and Ryan's like, are you going to run a route? I'm like, no, give me the ball. I'm playing quarterback. And then I threw a touchdown. And then that was it. Cause then I was like, we're on defense. I can't just stand there on defense. We're done.
Who was the QB that they had to carry down the field on the final drive?
Byron Leftwich.
You pulled a Byron Leftwich. Yeah.
I've been comparing it to Matthew Stafford dislocating his shoulder and then completing the game winning drive.
Yeah, that was very that. But then you quit. So
yeah, I did. But Matthew Stafford didn't have to play position. Both ways. no, but
at least we tied the game up before you quit.
Yeah. So in Trevor's defense, I would have done the exact same thing if I was 23.
What?
You would have laid out.
I would have laid out for it after getting burnt by now, a 30-year-old.
First thing I'll say is you must have bones of glass because
I haven't been drinking my milk lately.
He hit you just as hard as you hit him, and he was unscathed.
Yeah. So Jade thinks it was his heel. I think it was his knee, but I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, and I thought
yet.
It was his shin.
Yeah.
And I think Jared had said earlier he thought it was his elbow.
I thought it was his knee. So
I think we don't have a fucking...
I thought it was his skull. We don't have a fucking bead on what happened.
So some part of Trevor's body hit my bone and broke it.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was just a contusion.
Yeah, no.
I did too.
I was kind of with you.
So I'm an exercise scientist. So once Tyler, you know, wussed out and quit, we brought him over. Well, he limped over. No one even helped him over.
I didn't.
I offered shoulder.
He fucking hobbled over. He sat down and I started to get to work. Athletic training background. I don't have a degree in that, but I have athletic training degree light. And so I started doing tests on him, and I did. I said it's not a sprained ankle through my tests. It was swelling up pretty good, which I thought was odd, but
above the ankle.
I thought it was, you know, I don't know if you got a bursa sac in your ankle, but I thought maybe you just burst something like that.
He just burst the fact a that sack. He,
the fact that he was walking, I was like, there's just no way that he broke this son of a gun. But so we slapped some ice on it. I said, dude, 3 days, you got a contusion. You'll be fine. And what's the diagnosis?
I don't remember the first word, but it is just a broken fibula.
Clean break, though, you said.
Clean break.
Yeah, I mean,
clean
if breaks. You're going to break your bone, at least make it clean.
So it's compound fracture, not a spiral fracture.
Hairline?
No, it's clean. All the clean way break. Through. It's clean. Super clean.
I was just saying.
Yeah, no, all the way through. Didn't go out of place, though.
Which is good.
So I don't know why you couldn't finish the game. bone was sticking out of your leg.
Well, no, so Miles' team and then our team, we like kind of like we got in a line and we were going to start playing defense. And we're like, well, we can just go four guys on D. You got an all-time quarterback, whatever. So we were planning on continuing the game. Yep. And then I think you had looked at me and said, should we maybe see if he's okay?
We were all like strategizing for the next,
like how
next
do we...
drive. And I was like, we should probably check on him.
Well, then you came over there and like totally fine in the moment. But now at hindsight's 2020, you were like turning my foot back and forth, which is what you're supposed
to do. Not crazy, though. I wasn't yanking on it. I just said, does it hurt to move it either way this way? And then I was like, if you press down on my foot, does it hurt? I wasn't fucking cranking.
No, I know. But in the moment, like that seems totally normal, right? But now in hindsight, you're like, yeah, we're just moving around my broken ass bone.
But it was a clean break. It wasn't like it was moving a ton.
No harm, no foul.
And then, okay. So
I would have felt it if it would have moved.
When we're trying to, we come into the building and try and find I'm trying to find a bag that I can put ice in.
Yeah. Jake goes in to find something to ice it to. Ryan comes back with a perfectly fine bag of ice.
And that's why it took me a little bit longer because I was trying to find a good bag. And Jake is walking out of the storage room as I'm walking in to get ice, mm-hmm. and he has a slab of bacon, a frozen slab of bacon with a thick long sleeve shirt. And he's not going to feel any sort of cold through that shirt. Well, and it's not going to form around his ankle because it's literally like the surface area of the bacon to your ankle will be like 1 inch touching.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, this will do for now. And I feel like he was all like, we got to get him some ice.
He was fucking proud of it. Like, he's like, look at this idea I came up with.
And he was dead sober.
Yeah.
Dead sober.
Dead sober.
Slab of frozen bacon and a t-shirt to wrap it in. Like, we got to go direct contact right now. So.
T-shirt guy got the bag of ice.
Great bag of ice.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
So, this is very funny. So I'm like, well, first of all, again, athletic training background. I said we got to rice it, right? Mm-hmm. Rest, ice, compression, elevation.
Here we go.
We had rest. He was sitting. We had ice.
We had bacon.
We were going to get him compression later. And so I said elevation. So I took one of the lawn chairs and I put his foot on the armrest. And it's one of the fold-up ones.
Yeah.
That the thing slides up and down. So he put his foot on there and it was sitting there fine. And then all of a sudden, the thing just gave way and just slid down and just yanked on his ankle.
Which is funny once. And then we did it two more times, thinking it was just going to magically stay up the second and third time.
But you're fine.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you, on your drive home, what was it like? Because it's your gas and brake foot.
Yeah, so I did drive home with the broken leg, hitting the gas pedal, but turning it to hit the brake really fucking hurt.
Oh,
so I just kind of did like a manual situation, acted as if the brake was my clutch.
Yeah. Mm.
So I just double footed it, knees together.
I probably would have just gone left foot.
Yeah.
Right foot up on the dash, left foot on the controls.
You gotta
get that elevation.
So I thought about that, but my shifter is in the center console. And so my leg was like hitting the shifter when I was trying to get situated and I was fucking banging my foot on the steering wheel and stuff. So
you actually tried to drive home with your foot up on the dash?
So I was trying to just figure out a way to get it out of the way of my left foot so I could left foot drive.
Well, rest, ice, compression, elevation. The elevation wasn't there. We were de-elevated.
I wasn't too worried about and then I tried tucking it, my foot under my left leg, but my leg was broken.
Yeah, you should have went crisscross applesauce.
So I just...
cruise control.
I just drove with my broken foot.
Find a hockey stick in the back or something and just use your offhand.
Now, I will have to say that Greg Jennings would have finished the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy broke his fucking leg and put the team on his back.
And still played receiver.
I did as well.
You switched to quarterback, though.
Yeah, but you quit.
Ooh. I offered you his own D2.
The game should have just ended when he broke his leg, and then our team would have won 3-2.
Yeah, but we can't. You can't quit on fourth down.
But you kind of did.
I didn't. I quit on first down the next drive.
So. Very convenient to tie the game and then quit.
Huh. Mm. I genuinely had plans to keep playing, and then I looked down, and then that weird goose egg thing was forming on my leg, and I'm like,
yeah. I mean, it looked like a tennis ball on your leg.
Yeah, I was like, I probably should hang her up for the day.
I'm honestly surprised we didn't have more injuries. You're 30 years old, and you're playing football in the yard. I can't believe we didn't have more.
That was one of the worst things. Like, the injury itself... Like, if I would have been hit like that, even in regular football, it would have been hurt, right? I'm glad I didn't get hurt, like, just old man running and then, like, pulling a fucking hamstring or something.
Non-contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the shittiest part was the next day, sitting there with a broken leg, but then also the rest of my body being sore just from playing a little bit of football.
Mine was, too.
Yeah.
I was fine.
I was fine, too.
The fucking hip flexors and hammies were sore.
Well, it doesn't even end here. You then went to the doctor the next day.
Yeah, so I didn't go to the doctor. This happened like early afternoon. And so I just went home.
Well, that's because your diagnosis was a contusion.
Yes.
Misdiagnosis.
Well, my wife
free medical advice.
My wife really wanted me to go in. I'm like, well, let's just give it the day.
But like Miles said, it's just a contusion. Miles, he's an exercise scientist.
Yeah. Miles promised me.
Yeah.
What's the statute? Is there a statute of limitations on being an exercise scientist?
No.
So long without being one, and then it's like,
ride a bike.
You guys can't fault me. I haven't dealt a lot with brakes. It's mostly soft tissue issues that I've had. All right. Soft
tissue issues. Which is naturally
I've
why
personally
you went to
never broke a bone. So honestly, I learned a lot about the human body is just by getting hurt.
This is my first broken bone, actually.
So now, next time you break a bone, You're gonna be
dialed.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yeah.
My wife really wanted me to go in Friday night, and I said, "Let's just wait till the morning, see what it looks like." And so I just walked around and rested and shit at home Friday afternoon, and I woke up in the morning, and it looked like one of those 1/2-gallon milk jugs. It was bad. It was already starting. It was turning colors, and it was like. Right at the bottom of my calf, all the way to my heel, was just one diameter. So I was like, you got to bring me in. And so I hobbled my way in. She dropped me off. And I go.
She didn't even go in.
She had to watch our kids.
Yeah, I had to fucking run errands.
We weren't bringing our kids in there with us. So I go in, they x-ray it, and they're like, yep, it's broken. And so they show me the x-ray, and the doctor's explaining to me the plan. And she's like, 4 to 6 weeks in an air cast, basically just a big ass boot that pumps air. So I got the fucking pumps. Nice.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, nice.
And crutches for 4 to 6 weeks. And my nurse is going to come in and the nurse is going to set you up with the boot and whatnot. And so she leaves and the nurse comes in. She's like, bad news. There's no boot here that'll fit you. So
you got fucking big feet.
Well, it goes off of height because it's how far it goes up your leg. She's like, well, the biggest boot we have here is for someone that's 5'9". I was like, okay.
That'd be perfect for Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean,
too bad you didn't bring it.
And I think this is important to the story. This urgent care clinic is connected to the orthopedic surgery and PT clinic. So there's definitely a fucking boot. In the building.
Well, they're all checked out.
So. Yeah.
All rented out.
A lot of 5-on-5 being played around this area.
It was great weather this weekend. I imagine the blunt force trauma injuries from activities are high.
Well, and there's like how many different Sanford hospital/clinics in Fargo? There's 30 at least.
So basically you had to leave raw dogging it. No boot, no crutches.
Yeah, so she's like, well, no, you're just going to have to get one. I asked her, I'm like, is there another place I can get one from today?
Okay, just get the 5'9 one. I'm 5'9.
I was like, because my leg is broken. She's like,
and I'll go lie, it hurts.
Yeah. And she goes, no, you can get one at the medical accessory store that opens on Monday. And so she just sent me out of the hospital to raw dog my broken leg. No, like, hey, I'll help you into the door. No, nothing.
No wheelchair, nothing.
Nothing. So I just limp my ass back to my wife, and she's like, that can't be right. And the next day, I message my doctor on the hospital app, and she absolutely was not right. She's like, I don't know if the nurse is just being lazy. They didn't give me crutches. They for sure had crutches there that would have fit me.
Only for people 5'9".
And so the nurse was just like, had a case of the fuck. It's like, this idiot broke his leg. He can deal with it for a weekend. So like, this is my dad's stuff from when he broke his ankle.
And you want to know how I know that it's his dad's that's been used? Like, we drove in the car today, mm-hmm. and it in my car smelled like a hockey locker room. That thing fucking reeks.
It is used. It is used for sure.
Like, I don't know what your dad was doing in that boot. Probably high intensity drone flying, because he sweat through that sucker. No,
so he broke his ankle in like January and then ran that fucking 50K or whatever it was in March. And so he kept working out with this boot. Ugh.
It is so smelly.
Yeah.
It's the smelliest boot.
But yeah, so they sent me home to just let me. The nurse was just having a bad day. She's like, fuck this guy. I'm going to make him raw dog his broken leg all weekend.
First day.
Yeah, so I just hobbled around my house all day.
It's kind of fucked up.
With my broken leg. And then I had to have my wife drive me all the way to Frazee, Minnesota on Mother's Day so I could get the boot. From my dad.
I mean, it was, yeah. I mean, Did you apologize for breaking your leg to her?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Plenty of times. Good. She's like being weirdly cool about it, though. Like, I want her to be like pissed at me, but she's not.
I'm going to be honest, Tyler. You and your immediate family love getting hurt.
What do you mean?
Your kids are hurt every other week.
And they're sick.
You're hurt. I don't even want to know what's going to happen to your wife. I pray to God nothing, but the way that you guys are going.
She's not related by blood.
You guys gotta get in some bubble wrap or something.
Bubble boy.
So yeah.
What did your kids say? Did they think it was sick?
No. So the oldest one has actually been awesome. He's like my gopher. He goes and gets everything. He's been great about it. My little one, I shit you not, looked at me and he goes, "Daddy, you're fine."
That's what I said.
Because I do that to him where he'll stub his toe on a toy or step on something. I'm like, "You're fine." And he looked at me, he goes, "Daddy, you're fine."
Payback's a bitch. Like,
you little bastard.
Yeah. So 4 to 6, huh?
4 to 6
months, right?
For the folks on Double Bogey Show, you already know this. My wife is 8 months pregnant, and now my leg is broken, and we have 2 little boys. For those of you who didn't know that, surprise. But yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks.
Congrats.
How dumb do you feel?
I feel pretty fucking stupid.
I don't think you should feel stupid. Freak injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had a choice, you wouldn't break your leg.
Correct.
Any spectator out there would have said freak accident, mm-hmm. freak injury.
I thought maybe we were going to get a few blown Achilles, you know, pulled hamstring.
Yeah, I thought for sure a pulled
out
hamstring.
Out of the game.
Yeah. Pulled Achilles would have been way worse.
Nobody stretched before the game.
God, no.
No.
No, I mean, I've said this before. I'll say it again. A cheetah doesn't fucking stretch before he goes and runs down an antelope. True.
I should have warmed up my fucking fib.
I mean, you should have just been an athlete.
I was. I still caught the ball.
Just slugged a glass
of
whole milk.
Huge third down.
It was. It tied the game for us.
Huge third down and then absolute mental toughness to throw a touchdown.
But the thing is there wasn't much time left on the clock and I had the ball back. And so you guys wouldn't have won anyways.
Clutched you.
Well, your only chance to win was with me on the sidelines.
Oh, my God.
How much money did you give Trevor to take my legs out?
I'm going
to
be honest. Well, yeah, I did. I did tell Jared there may or may not have been a bounty out on you.
So now I can really say we when I'm talking about the Vikings because we've both been bounty targets.
Oh, my fucking God.
We're both victims.
I'm going to be honest, though.
Yeah.
I think Hot Dog Guy had it worse than you did.
In the short term, probably.
He was down bad. At least you were able to walk. He could not
move. He couldn't move.
I think that might say something about our mental fortitudes.
Oh.
He was a little full.
We should get him in here and interview him about this.
We should.
Yeah, 11. I mean, and it would have been different if it was 11 buns and 11 hot dogs, but it was four buns and... Seven hot dogs.
Or
math is
four
hard.
Buns, 11 hot dogs.
Yeah. So
when Tyler pulled in this morning and parked, I could have sworn I saw him in the handicap spot right away.
Oh, my
I should
get a sticker. That's my spot now.
They just got the lines painted.
No, I'm taking down the signs.
That's illegal.
I don't think you can do that.
I don't care.
You can't do that.
I'm gonna put on there handicap. Minus Tyler.
I'm gonna ask them for the handicap sticker.
You should just keep it.
Keep it for the long term. You just park in front every time.
Yeah. I figured out how to drive left footed. Now that I have the boot, I can like tuck my leg under my left leg, like the figure four situation, because the boot doesn't let my foot bend in a weird way.
Kind of like I do with
so
that.
Now I got it down.
So 4 to 6 weeks, boot boy.
Yep.
So what makes it four and what makes it six?
Depending on
just the progression of mending together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got to put a rod in it.
No.
It wasn't out of place.
Nope. Okay.
They didn't have to set it. It was a clean break.
Come.
Dirty.
Best bone to break in your leg, apparently, too. The doctor told me that. Because it's not very load-bearing.
Well, it's the tiny one, isn't it?
Yep, it's the small one on the outside. you really only put weight on it. Like if we're someone to push you from the opposite side and you like step to brace, or someone pushed you from behind and you step forward.
I think actually Tim Tebow did the same thing you did, but finished the entire football game on it.
I don't think so.
Google it.
Tim Tebow.
Google it.
Tim Tebow. And
you couldn't even finish a 5-on-5 in a 30-by-40-yard field.
I was also barefoot.
Tim Tebow, broken fibula. Tim Tebow plays on broken leg.
Yeah, high school though.
Adidas ad.
Can we get an article?
Oh, this is a motivational video, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, he did it. I read about it in a book.
Yeah.
Ooh.
His looked way worse.
That was a good one.
His was out of
it
place.
It does look
even.
Way worse.
Probably a rod.
Yeah.
So what did you learn, Tyler?
Pick and choose my time to have fun better.
No, one, drink more milk. Two, if you're going to run with the big dogs, you got to learn to pee in the tall grass. Mm-hmm. And three, there's a reason why you broke your leg on the opposite side of the field that I was. It's because you were scared to come into my zone. And so that's what I think you can learn from this.
Jared, I think you should post that video of me catching a touchdown in Miles' face.
It wasn't in my face. I was free right. Safety. If the ball would have been hanging.
He was late. He was late for coverage.
Because I was covering the entire field.
Except the spot where
and
I was.
And again, if it would have been full pads, I'd have taken a better angle and I would have literally decapitated you.
Come on, I held
so actually,
it.
You're lucky that I took such a bad angle. Otherwise, you wouldn't just have a broken leg. You wouldn't have a head.
Nah, I would have. We would have scored, though.
No, you
still would have scored.
You would have scorpioned with your back.
I'd have hung on.
Your legs
though.
Would have touched the back of your head.
No drop passes.
That was an issue for my team. I threw darts all over the field. I had 5, maybe even 7. Drop passes.
Yeah.
Five, six, seven, eight drop passes.
Like a game? Right.
What?
A game?
No, my teammates, not to throw them under the bus.
Oh, no, in the game.
Drop like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 passes.
I thought you were talking
were
high
all
school.
In the bread basket.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, for every drop, there was a hot dog eaten.
It was that's what it felt like. Felt like he was going 1-for-1 with drop passes.
Should have made him take a lap when they dropped one.
That wasn't... Yeah. I should have take a lap. By the end, it's just me out there playing because everyone's running the lap.
Well,
that's still would have
like.
Been fine. Ryan still would have thrown a pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. The game was tied.
Well, that
doesn't matter how many picks
I can absolutely play quarterback. Now,
we would have been ahead by 3 touchdowns and my teammates would have just caught the football.
Yeah, we I mean,
it shouldn't even have been a contest.
We had three drops first drive.
That's true, actually.
No, it was only 2.
Yeah, we were fourth down on.
Oh, yeah, it was 2, and then we went and scored.
I think you're right.
I can't play every position on the field.
Any good pain meds?
I turned them down. I'm afraid I'll get addicted. Very addictive personality.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
Good idea. What's the point of breaking your leg if you don't have drugs?
Yeah, you got buddies.
Yeah.
I have college buddies. I would have bought them immediately.
No, they offered them. I turned them down.
Huge mistake.
So I'm living on ibuprofen.
Okay, well, we're gonna need to break your other legs. So back. Fucked it up.
Yeah,
because
there's
time.
No going back.
I'm sure I could be like, hey, I changed my mind. The pain's too much, and they would give it to me.
No, yeah. I think we should break
8 ibuprofen.
I think we should break. We can't risk it because if you go back, they deny you. Like, you can't go back a third time. Well, let's just not risk it. We already know that your bones are going to break easy.
Well, we just break one of your guys' bones instead.
Because you're already damaged goods.
Yeah, that 5'9 air cast to it, it's out of stock now. Someone else grabbed it.
Plus, I'm going to need at least a 6'4 air cast.
They only have those left now. So if you're short, you're fucked. Walk out of here with your broken leg.
Next time we play, we should just all wear, we should just air cast both feet.
Yeah,
both feet, both
well, that was our problem. None of us spat it up. We didn't get any fucking ankle spats.
Or like Lyman, they always wear knee braces.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we can run it back. We can break the tie now.
You can't run it back.
I can't
even at all.
I can stand there.
You can stand it back, but you can't run it back.
I'll just sit in front of the goal line.
I don't know if we could break the tie either.
I'll be all-time quarterback. I can just stand there in the pocket.
When are you going to wash that cast?
Hopefully. I got it yesterday. I haven't had a chance to. We literally drove to get the boot.
I literally had to shift the air in the car from the feet to the
defrost
the face because it was just cast. It was fucking just blowing just sweat and hockey BO right into my nostrils. I rolled down the window.
It could also be the crutches too. The crutches are from when my dad tore his Achilles in 2013 or 2003, and it's falling apart. Like the pads are crumbling if you take them off the thing. So I'm gonna trick it out. I ordered some new pads.
Holy
and a little
fuck,
fucking.
I hate that so much. Just get some different crutches.
I don't want.
Can we
to.
Sign the boot at least?
No.
Can we sign your leg?
Yeah, sure.
We're gonna be able to sign
if you
something.
Want. I'm gonna get a little satchel for them so I can put my phone in it.
My brother did a funny joke. My niece scraped her knee and she only cried for like 20 minutes. She got a Band-Aid. And my brother asked her, did all the kids at school sign your Band-Aid?
Initials here?
Yeah, initials, yep.
Oh, all right, boot boy. Yeah. What? It's just the most 30-year-old trying to do an activity ever thing.
See, I disagree a little bit because I truly think like this injury happens
for a reason.
Even if I'm even if I'm 20, and the same thing happens. Even if I'm 20,
God does give his toughest challenges to his strongest soldiers, Tyler.
But if I would have like just hurt it running, and then for sure it's an old.
I mean, if
injury.
You would have just broken your fibula just running, that would have been. Such bad
news. Ran into a rock.
You couldn't even trust yourself to walk down the street at that point.
But if I would have like broke it, like just cutting, like, or like, I don't know, rolled my ankle, just cutting or trying to run a route, then I would 100% agree old man injury.
Yeah. You think it maybe could have been like cracked beforehand?
Yeah.
You like it was a lingering.
Do you think
injury?
This is just maybe the straw that broke your fibula's back?
Maybe. I could have been walking around with a minor hairline for years and never known it.
That's what happened to Conor McGregor. Actually, he was broken before the fight.
Yeah, I wouldn't put us in the same category, I think.
Whatever you do, don't call Nicolay Law and get money out of me.
I won't.
Please.
I won't.
What great ad read for tomorrow for the show.
Yeah. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Huge Nicolay guy until the script is flipped on me. Then I got to fear the beard.
Should we call Nicolay for the ad read tomorrow?
Yeah.
Ask him where I'm at.
Yeah. Nah, we don't want to.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
No, I've put it on record that I'm not pursuing any legal compensation.
Thank God.
You keep winking right
now. Wouldn't do that to you.
No, we worked out a deal behind scenes.
Yep.
So
I'm getting Ryan's chair.
Get that bag.
Yeah. He gets a 15-minute long, extra long lunch break for the next year.
And he can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I can't fucking leave.
For the next 4 to 6 weeks, he gets 15 minutes longer on lunch.
You go anywhere you want.
No, he gets
I need the 15 minutes.
He gets
just to
a
get
half hour break in the afternoon to go play outside for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Depending
on how I'm feeling.
Yeah. He gets a week extra PTO. Even though we have a limited PTO.
He gets 2 weeks. This is the best I can do. You get 2 weeks off after your kid is born.
Thank you.
That's very generous.
That is.
That'll line up good though. Four weeks, kid will be born. You'll be back healthy.
Just praying no early deliveries. Oh, my sister getting married in Montana. This is the only thing that kind of stinks.
Besides your air cast.
Besides that.
I was just saying, that thing smells.
Besides the air cast stinking and the fact that my leg's broken, I'm not allowed to drive there by myself because my foot would be down for too long and they're afraid of clotting. So now I got to find someone to road trip with me.
Ryan said he wasn't busy.
Yeah, give him the time off.
I did put myself fifth in line.
Yes.
If the four in front of me cannot, I'd consider it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to jump 18th in line.
Okay.
Well, Ryan's used to being fifth on the depth chart, so.
Yeah, it's just no different.
Ricochet.
Jared, was a 3-year starter, college athlete.
I don't know why I said
that. I know, but, Jared, but you threw three you picks down in to six. Game. So we may have started a new tradition, though. We may have started the annual You Betcha spring football game. And
for
next,
sure.
Next year, we have to go full pads. Two-hand touch full pads. Because I can't handle any litigation on my hands. Thank God it was Tyler. If it would have been Ryan, that fucking weasel would have sued me to no end.
me and Nicolay.
Ryan grows a beard just like him. He loves him so much.
Me and my guy, Nicolay, are coming for your ass. But like, if you sue your employer, do you like continue to work there? I feel like it'd be so awkward.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
You know what I mean? Like, I think you'd quit and then sue them, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
I think I found a way to get rid of Ryan. I just got to break his leg. He'll quit and sue me. It'd be worth it.
Quit and sue me?
He'll quit and sue me, and it'll still be cheaper than keeping him around.
He's going to break his leg.
Nah, there's zero broken bones in my life.
Knock on wood.
I already did,
yeah, actually.
Earlier. I already did when he said it. I knocked on wood for him.
Okay.
Well, Tyler, I hope that this doesn't fracture your relationship with the company.
It won't.
Okay, thank God.
Hopefully it's a clean break if that happens.
Yeah. But if you do want to just let you know.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of clean breaks. Let's take a break.
Should we take a break?
We should.
Well, you already did, so we'll take a break. Tyler.
Miles.
You know, I just thought of a great idea. I was at the Holiday gas station this morning.
Yeah, I remember.
And you know what I saw?
What?
What did I see, Jared?
Any size fountain or froster up to XL for only 79 cents.
For 79 cents, that's you not cheap. Only can have a delicious, creamy froster treat. Frosters are slushy, or they're
slushy.
Yeah. I didn't mean creamy. I meant slushy treat and ice your leg.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you could be having the froster on your leg, icing it, and then in between taking sips, and it's only cost 79 cents.
Well, if I know anything about the good folks at Holiday, they would let me get a froster, put it in an ice bag, get an extra long straw, and I could just set it on my broken leg and suck down the froster.
That actually
be a hell of a lot
awesome.
Better than a slab of frozen bacon.
Goddamn right it would.
Yeah. So, guys, if you break your leg, you got to head to Holiday gas stations. Not right only do they
beeline.
Like, the fact that Tyler didn't make a beeline to Holiday after that.
I made a quick
huge
stop.
Mistake. Lesson learned.
Yep.
Lesson learned, though. Next time you break your leg, off company time, trespassing on the company's property. You'll know what to do. And that's to go to Holiday first. You can get, you know, they got ibuprofen there. They got slush. They got, what is it?
Frosters.
Ice that leg.
Yeah, before it really swells up, you got to get, you got to get that, that stop in.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you're going to probably be in shock.
Yeah.
You probably were in shock.
Yeah.
And nothing will bring you back to zero, but like a little sugar.
Yep.
And what you could do is you could run your truck through the car wash.
I could.
And you could put your boot on the tonneau cover on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Or just stick your foot out the window while you're in the car wash, clean that thing off.
Yeah. If you got a sunroof, just stick it out the sunroof.
Yeah.
Great car wash. Yeah, the soap they throw on there, it's all different colors. Yeah.
Stupid like red hula things are in my truck.
No, it's touch free.
That counts as a bath too.
Yeah. Best single holiday.
Not all
well, the
of
one
them,
I go to is touch free.
Yeah. So guys, don't be a Tyler. Be smart. Go to Holiday gas stations. All right, Jared, what do you got for us?
Shit you can't do anymore.
Well, very fitting.
Yeah,
Jared. So, Tyler, let's start with you. What can't you do anymore?
Should be pretty easy.
I can't sleep in anymore. Yeah. I keep
what the fuck? That was
no.
I had you, one in
the end.
Actually,
yeah.
The answer is you can't run with the big dogs anymore.
Oh,
you can hobble with them.
No. Yeah.
boot boy. No, you can't sleep in anymore?
No.
Is that impossible? Do you think if you didn't have any kids, you would still be able to sleep in?
Without a doubt.
Okay, so kids are the death of sleeping in.
They are.
Can't wait.
But even when they're gone.
Can't wait.
I mean, it's completely their fault, but even when they are not, they're like grandmas or something, I still can't sleep in because they've conditioned me to wake up.
Yeah, maybe that's good for you, Tyler.
Yeah, there's worse things that could happen to you.
Yeah, it gets tough to go out drinking a night before knowing that you're just going to have to, you're going to be up at the same time anyway.
Like, in college, you could justify staying out to close because you're like, yeah, I could sleep till 11 tomorrow. No problem.
Yeah.
Not anymore. If I'm sleeping in these days is like 7 o'clock, which for most people is sleeping in, but not me.
Yeah, it's always lingering in the back of my head. Like, if it's midnight, 1 a.m., like, fuck. Mm-hmm. 6 a.m. is going to come early real tomorrow. Quick. 7 a.m. is going to come fucking early. But hey, you got to live life while you have it. You could have a broken leg in front of you. You could just be sitting, stagnant. Can't be stagnant.
No, don't be stagnant.
I'm doing my best. Not doctor said I got to get up once an hour and move around.
Oof. Boom.
That's actually just great advice. Even if you have a broken leg.
Doc says that to everybody.
She's just saying that because.
Oh, you got COVID. Well, you're going to want to get up once an hour and move around.
You're in a full body cast. Well, you're going to want to try and get up and move around at least once an hour.
Yeah. Full body cast?
You just flop around on the floor a little bit once an hour.
Yeah.
Shatter your vertebrae. You're just going to want to get up.
Paralyzed. You want to get up and move around.
On the flip side of that, Tyler, I cannot get up early anymore. So I really don't, if I really need to, I'm going to be up at 7, but I can fall asleep till 8. It's a shitty nap from 7 to 8.
Mm.
But if I'm trying to get up at like 5:30 for some uninterrupted time, it's not happening.
Okay.
There's nothing that's getting me up.
Are you I will snooze in my sleep, not even know I'm snoozing.
Say, I'll hit the snooze 5 to 6 times. Oof. In the morning.
Okay, well, you guys are a bunch of fucking losers.
Why?
Because if you snooze, you lose.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually even set an alarm anymore. I just wake up.
He fell right into that. Fucking pain meds are going to his head, getting loopy.
All the ibuprofen.
Just absolutely set that trap.
That was good. I could tell you were brewing. You had that shit grin on your face. I knew he was brewing something up.
With another zinger by You Betcha guy just firing on all cylinders.
You just compliment yourself
in third person.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, exercise scientist.
None of us were gonna do it.
I am just prolonging the segment because I forgot what I was gonna say.
Well, we're 2 for 2 on sleep now. Something I can't wait.
Something you can't do anymore is remember anything. I forget my ring. I don't know where my phone is. I now know how my dad got the way he is. It just happens. There's no turning back. I'm gonna be the dad that is on my way home and I'm gonna forget to pick him up somewhere and I'm gonna have to turn around and go pick him up. Yeah. And then he's gonna be the only one standing by the curb with the coach or the teacher or whatever.
Yeah, teacher's aide.
And the teacher's gonna be giving me the chin. Like, what is it? Fucking did it again.
Traffic.
The sun is setting.
Sorry. Late meeting. Yeah,
I feel like meeting ran late just covers your ass covers in so many situations.
But then my kid's gonna go up with childhood trauma, being like, "Yeah, my dad would never pick me up on time. He was a workaholic.
He always missed my baseball
games."
It's
like in reality, I just would forget. Yeah. It's like, what's worse, being a workaholic or just forgetting your kid? I don't know.
Yeah, you just,
it's a horse apiece. I
haven't forgotten.
Every meeting just kept running late, and I just stood on the curb with Mrs. Johnson, the teacher's aide. Got to know Mrs. Johnson really well.
Yeah. Her husband's never late.
Yeah, or you could forget to just drop him off at Digger. You could show up at work and those in the back of your car.
I did that once.
I know you did. Really.
So there was when they were going to two different daycares, I dropped the first one off, and then the second one's always a fucking jabbermouth, and he was just quiet. And I just forgot to bring him to his daycare. And then he started squawking like a half a mile from the office. I'm like, ah, shit. I got to bring you to daycare.
Take your kid to work day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Donuts for dads.
Yeah, we should. Instead of 5-on-5, we should have donuts for dads.
That would be good.
Yeah, a lot less.
No, we should have kite day.
Kite day would
it's
be good.
It's so fucking windy out here. Yeah. Kite day would be great.
That'd actually be awesome.
Well, yeah. That'd be funny, though. It's like our patio furniture this week blew off across the road into the ditch. But then the day we would plan a kite day, it would be calm as hell.
Like, yeah, I'd have to bring some big fans out or something.
Oh, we can make it a build your own kite day. You just give us the materials, we'll all build it.
Yeah.
And then, so if really it isn't windy, at least we built a kite.
Yeah. Father, some bonding time.
Yeah, we got to start flying kites and playing football. It's a lot safer.
Yeah.
At least I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Or wear glasses. Wait.
Until your leg gets wrapped up in the cord and it cuts off circulation.
Or then it just drags. It's a really good kite and just carries you off into the sunset.
Old man from, was it Up?
Yep.
The movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't kites. It was balloons.
Well, same concept, though.
Well, no, that's for that reason alone. We're not doing balloon day. Plus, also, you've seen the video in Chicago and they released 1 million balloons.
Oh, Cleveland, yeah.
Or it was a Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They did some world record, 1 million balloons they released, and it just wreaked havoc on the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Terrible for the environment.
Well, that, and it was like cars were like getting in car accidents because there were so many balloons. And then they were trying to rescue someone in the water in one of the lakes or something, like the Coast Guard or whatever. They couldn't find them because all the balloons were in the water and they couldn't see the humans. This is disastrous.
How's that stack up with the molasses disaster?
The balloon disaster in 1974 was up there with the Boston molasses disaster.
They're cousins.
Could be the next form of terrorism.
Balloon warfare.
Release like 8 million balloons. Coast Guard can't get out and rescue anybody. People crashing all over.
Coast Guard in Cleveland. They're supposed to be guarding the coast.
Well, they're probably, I don't know if it was a river or what. I don't fucking know. I don't know.
It's a great lake.
Great Lakes.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't there one?
Great Lake Guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say Ocean Coast Guard. It's just the Coast Guard, Tyler. Jesus Christ.
To guard our
technically,
coast.
There could be a Coast Guard in Minnesota, one of the lakes.
Yeah, we there's get a Coast Guard out. Yeah, as long as there's land next to water, that's we'll consider that a coast.
That's where the dude in the Coast Guard, he's nearing retirement. They station him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I know is Ryan could never be in the Coast Guard because that motherfucker never coasts.
Good compliment.
Let's go.
He's always pedal to the metal.
Now we go.
Yeah, one thing I can't do anymore is just hang out at playgrounds by myself anymore.
Be within 100 feet of a school.
You have physical ability.
I'm just too old for that now. I just can't be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's surely an age thing.
That ship sailed when I was like
24, yeah, 25.
Once I turned 25, I said, I can't be hanging out at the playgrounds anymore by myself.
I can't even be 100 feet near it anymore.
Yeah, well, now that
you... No, because of my age and legal documents say that as well.
Well, now you found a good crew to play 5-on-5 with, so no need to go to the playground and play 5-on-5.
You graduated.
Yeah.
Now it's 4-on-5.
That's true.
I also too old to be just handing out free candy.
It stinks because it feels so good. It just feels except like you're for doing a nice thing.
On Halloween, dude, that's an exception.
Yeah, now I have to jam it all into one day.
Compared to his neighbors, Miles isn't really giving away much on Halloween.
It's that why Halloween's way better than Christmas.
Yeah. Likes to make the place feel welcoming. Backs the van out of the garage. Keeps the garage
trucker
doors open.
Trucker treat.
This is van or treat. Either get in or you don't.
Are you all in or all out?
There's no one leg in, one leg out scenario here. So
yeah, I still remember what I was gonna say.
Chain smoking cigs anymore? 2 a.m.
Yeah,
that's a tough one to do these days. Especially, I gotta sleep with a humidifier on. I get dry mouth. So if I'm chain smoking, I don't chain smoke cigs. My buddies used to, though. They were telling me that.
You just can't sleep without AIDS anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I need that. You guys ever seen that hostage tape that goes over your mouth when you sleep? I can't get on board with that, especially because it's called hostage tape.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird marketing.
Very. If your wife is a mouth breather, like, hey, I'll get you some hostage tape. She'd probably like,
well, then it's good before bed and during bed.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Or if she talks too much, being like, you've been mouth breathing a lot. I think we should train.
Go to bed now?
Well, we should train some nasal breathing and we should start it like during the day.
We should either go, but I think the glue has an activation period of 1 hour before you go to bed. So you might want to slap that on before, so you make sure it sticks before you fall asleep.
Literally, you're taping your mouth shut for 1 hour of peace and quiet.
Well, that meeting ran late, so you only have an hour before bedtime. You know, she's got it on by the time you get home.
It takes a whole hour.
It's a slow acting glue adhesive.
It's a new technology.
Yeah.
Works best with,
but once that fucker's
glue.
Dry, it ain't coming off
until you wake up in the morning.
Until you wake up.
But then
yeah,
it has an hour deactivation period after you wake up. So you
gotta, don't worry.
But, and then you got an early meeting that day.
Right.
You
the just, thing you gotta, that actually tweaks me out about that stuff is like, what if your nose is stuffed up?
That's what I'm saying. You fucking.
Well, then I think you just don't put it on.
Well, like if you know, you can wake up with a stuffed nose that you didn't go to sleep with.
Yeah, you can't wake up dead.
Yeah.
How are you ever gonna know? How are you gonna know you stopped breathing?
I don't know if that's something I'm willing to roll the dice on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, then you back to the wife thing. You get the pleasure of like just ripping it off her mouth. Works better if someone else rips it off than doing it yourself. Well, I'll take the liberty of doing that.
You do the classic, all right, on the count of three, one.
That was a really good tape ripping noise.
Thank you.
I couldn't even do it.
He's had a lot of time on the couch.
I'm bored. I'm practicing my tape noises.
Yeah, he's got the timer. He's like, all right, another 48 minutes. So I got to get up and walk around.
I watched Police Academy, and I'm just really trying to be that one guy.
Yeah.
Great excuse to be able to sit on the couch and do nothing now, though.
Yeah.
So.
Something I can't do anymore is just pop out of bed either. I feel like it's like a slow wind up now in the mornings. You know,
I couldn't be more in the same boat, both legs in.
Mornings are just tough these days.
They are. Why are they?
We're old.
I will wake up now and something will just hurt, even though I didn't do anything different the day before.
You slept wrong.
Yeah. Something like that. Now yeah. Sleeping hurts at this age.
I've been waking up with a sore ankle lately.
Mm.
Don't know why. Might be broken.
Check your fib.
Check your fib. Could be gut health too.
At least you didn't tib fib it.
Yeah, that'd have been a disaster. Been that's a surgery situation.
Then your like leg would have just been hanging like this.
Yeah. Hanging Chad.
Would have started calling him Chad.
Who's Chad? Well,
now we can
who's
just
Chad?
Now we can just
hanging Chad.
Do you know what a hanging Chad is?
No.
So,
I think there's a small portion of our audience that doesn't either.
I don't. 50% of these
didn't SNL do a skit about the hanging Chads? Because it was in Florida, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, the 2000 election.
So, in the election, you used to have to punch a hole, like a perforated edge, punch a hole to say who you wanted to vote for. But there was this whole debacle because people were punching it, but it wasn't completely coming off, and they're called hanging Chads. And
that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Why are they called Chads? Is that what that thing is called?
Must be. What? Yeah. It was a butterfly ballot and yeah, something like that.
So then there was like all these miscounted stuff because there was hanging Chads, and I think SNL did a whole bit about it. Mm-hmm. Stupid, but
the rest is history.
So that's why you would be called hanging Chad.
Mm. No. Yeah. Great explanation.
Yeah,
we actually learned about that in school.
Why?
It was a big deal.
I don't know. Because it was a big deal, Tyler.
Was that what election was that?
2000, the Gore Bush election.
Oh, that it got recount. There was a recount in Florida.
Yeah, it was like 500 votes it came down to.
Damn.
Yeah.
A lot of hanging Chads out there.
500 of them. I got two fun facts.
All right, let's hear it.
This is really interesting that I came up with this.
Oh, that's crazy.
The fibula is the third longest bone in the body.
Holy shit.
Okay. So number one, number one is wiener.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Two is femur. And three is fibula.
Yeah.
Wiener, femur, fibula.
Weenie, feeny.
That's a new version of eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Weenie, feeny, fibby.
Wiener, femur, fibula.
Also, we can start calling Tyler a fucking Illinois bastard. Yeah. Fib.
I broke that, so.
Yeah.
The word fibula is Latin for the brooch, and many believe it is named that way because when paired with the tibia anatomically, it forms the safety pin look of an ancient brooch. Okay.
We're going to start calling you the brooch.
Brooch.
Bro-cha-cha.
Bro. Crack my brooch.
No, it was a clean break.
Clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He braked it in his brooch. He braked it in. Okay. Those were the most fun facts I've ever heard.
Is that all one fact?
That's two.
Oh, that was two. Both fibs.
Yeah.
He wasn't fibbing.
Okay,
no.
Let's go get some bacon on that leg.
I gotta get some on there.
So what's your plan golf wise? You have a golf podcast.
Yeah, I'll divulge the plan tomorrow on
a little teaser. Yeah,
the Double Bogey Show, if our all podcasts can be found. It is a good plan though.
Okay.
We're gonna see what we're just gonna hypothetically, if you were to work with personal injury lawyer, what could possibly happen?
nothing.
But just hypothetically.
No, it wasn't on company time and he trespassed on the company property. I mean, if anything, I have a case.
If you sue me, you gotta...
That'd be crazy.
Broken leg and broken bank account.
Yeah, you have to sue everyone playing.
No, they didn't.
Why was it? You can't prove I was there.
I did put you down as a witness.
Really?
Yeah.
Put your phone
on what?
Hey, he sues me. He gets money for me. I'm then going to sue him for damages to my bank account.
So we got a company injury report?
Yeah.
And I'm on it?
Yeah, I had to write down who the witnesses were.
Well, Trevor should be there. I don't want any part of litigation.
No,
here.
You're in it. You're already listed.
You may
have to testify, and then it's going to be like a kid testifying in a divorce. You have to choose your podcast mate or your boss.
Wow, fuck. Now hey, I'm really not going to be able to sleep tonight.
After this, we can get a game plan for the testimony.
Okay.
Are you
same stories line up.
All three of you guys are on it, actually.
No.
And then I had to write a step-by-step of what happened, and I wrote down, I juked Trevor out of his shoes. He tried to recover, couldn't. I caught the ball. He hit my ankle.
Wasn't it supposed to go right, left?
Step-by-step. It ended with your left, and then nothing happened with your right because you fibbed it.
And then I put, still caught the ball, and then next play.
And then after I got injured, it was just left. Because I hopped to the side.
Well, you wanted a step-by-step.
If anything, now I have him for lying on an official document.
Yeah.
Because we asked for a step-by-step, and he said juke.
That is a
step. Sounds fine to me.
It's a juke step.
Litigated.
I just didn't even know we had that document fired up that you could be filling that out on a Monday morning. Yeah. I thought that would be at least Wednesday before.
HR's feeling bad for missing the game.
Yeah. She didn't miss much.
We're getting real corporate around here, Miles.
I didn't fucking see anything.
I didn't even know we did that.
I didn't either. Was I not shocked? I'm like,
I didn't know that any of these documents existed. So it's news to me as well. We're finding this out.
That's good deniability. I didn't know they existed. Yeah.
I didn't know we had those things. I don't know how that helps my case.
You shouldn't have told anyone you found the ring, because at least you'd have that to fall back on if things went south, the bank account.
Yeah. Well, no, now I can sell it.
That's true.
Could have got ring insurance.
Yeah. I should claim insurance. So I didn't see anything.
Swear to God, if my insurance goes up after this, it's coming onto your paycheck.
I refuse to report it to insurance.
You're just paying out of pocket.
No, my insurance I'll report it to.
Yeah, because he was fucking, what's he want to get arrested for trespassing?
Yeah, and theft too. I think you had stolen his football.
And my bacon. Yeah. It was my bacon. And he stole that bag of ice as well.
That's Jake and Ryan that stole the ice and the bacon.
Also,
not only was it a t-shirt, it was from the prop room. It was like an actual shirt that we use often.
Yeah. It was
damaged to company property. Put that on your resume.
That's Jake.
It was an idiotic move.
Yeah, it was up there.
He was trying to help.
He was. And I appreciate that, but holy shit.
You gotta stay calm in those situations.
Well, Tyler, T's and P's. Get well soon. You should sign a get well soon card.
Yeah.
For Tyler.
Sure. It's all right.
No, we're gonna do it. You don't want it?
Nah.
Okay, then we're gonna do it.
I don't want a basket of all my favorite snacks either.
If anyone wants to send in get well soon cards too, you bet your good kid of the week I'll P.O. box to send them to.
And guys, Tyler's going through a tough time. Oh, so whatever you do, don't message him. Don't send him anything that would be funny puns or memes about being unathletic or having bones of glass. Don't send him any jokes like that because he's in a time of hurt right now. And we just want to support you, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for you, and I swear to God, if anyone does that to Tyler, I'm going to be pissed.
Last time you did this, it was fucking hell.
No, it's not going to be that.
Well, that's why
they're not
going to
do it this time. Yeah. This time,
we're getting
don't
out in front of it.
Make fun of Tyler for breaking his leg at 30 years old playing a pickup football game.
I'm turning off my comments.
So, guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio Podcast. May your fibulas be intact, and may your wedding rings be on your finger, folks. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.